And we will get to that part of the show where we celebrate our legend. If you remember quite vividly to what we said last week, that we are going to have this man come back for his part two. He is. You know, he's been flexing his muscles in and around the bridge in Katlehong. I think he's taken over. He feels like he's the mayor of the place. Oh, Maneef Josephs is back for part two. I've got no idea what direction we're taking today. But all I know is that we're also going to shower him, you know, make him feel that he's a legend. Honor him. But then give him his flowers. I hope he's not allergic to any flower. But we're going to give him his flowers today. Oh, some very, very special tributes that we are going to have for our wonderful legend here today. Looking forward to the show. Looking forward to your participation.
Pull up your chair. Let's chat legendary stuff. On Legends Night. Friday nights. Always. About our beloved legends.
Oh, man, the energy in the studio, something that you want to be a part of. Oh, you can tell Maneef Josephs has just stepped in. Like I said, he's been here for a while. We did say to him last week that he's got a choice. He can either grab a sleeping bag and be here for the week, or he can go home and come back. But he's back. He's honored the call up. Good to see you back.
Thank you for having me, Rob. My wife is asking me, am I starting to have an affair? Because every Friday something is happening. But baby, if you're listening, I'm here by Uncle Rob, so don't worry, okay?
This is the affair. It's the affair with the listeners. It's the affair with the people that love you. It's the affair of you being a football legend and us just loving it. Now, I can tell you, for those who don't know, I'm going to paint a quick picture. He's very slim. And no, I don't mean slim in terms of figure, but rather African slim. And slim in Afrikaans means very, very smart.
She's an old man I'm still carrying in my heart, because the Chiefs supporters used to turn it around. You know, I loved it when it came, I understood the meaning of it.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs supporters used it against me, and that made me feel something towards it, because all of a sudden I started hearing Domkat.
Oh.
Domkat. And I think that was sharp and very clever, but very hurtful as well.
He's not dumb, I can tell you that much. Now, he also dropped some slim knowledge as well as bombshells last week. He's back again to give us some slim dose of his glittering football journey. AKA Slimkat is here for round number two. Did you have time to digest a little bit of what was happening last week? We got such a reaction. Yeah. I think people are fascinated by your story. They had never heard a lot of what you spoke about last week.
Yeah.
And they were just like, how on earth did we not know what you told us? So I'm closing that AmaZulu chapter. Are we free to do that?
Please do. Yeah. Let's do that. Let's do that, Rob. Yeah.
Let's close the AmaZulu chapter. It was an unfortunate one for you.
Good learning curve, though.
Yeah.
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 Because professional game doesn't always look like what you see on TV.
No, it's not ever be.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that happen in the background, and that I found it a surprise as well, because that's not what I expected it to be like.
Then I want to rewind a little bit, because, in fact, let me talk about a specific chap. He was, in my books, the best sports minister in this country, was the one that we had when we came back from isolation. His name was Steve Chwete. So, bro, Steve, struggle, stalwart. Bro, Steve, because he's from the Eastern Cape, loved his rugby, loved his cricket, went on the tour of India with the Proteas.
Yeah.
He even cried, and even quote from him says that he never cried on Robben Island, but now he cries. And that was a cry because he couldn't believe that we were back in this international fold and back for cricket. So in my books, and I got to meet Bro Steve. Oh, I'll tell a story one day of how in his company, I was just in awe of some of the things that he did and said. Then the second best minister of sport in my books was a gentleman who we argued a lot with, we fought a lot with. He hated aspects of me, but there were times where he was just like, ah, I'm fine. You. And his name was Nqonde Balfour.
Jeez, Rob.
I know that at some point you got to interact with Nqonde Balfour. What on earth was going on at the time, and why was he speaking to you?
I think, Rob, if those two names that you mentioned, I think those were the only two legendary sports ministers that we had in this country.
Yeah.
you know, understood the people, understood you men, the human part of the game, understood everything, Rob. Let me tell you a little story about him, Rob.
Yeah.
So I was at Ajax Cape Town and my confidence was, I was flying.
Yeah.
I mean, confidence wise, I felt unbeatable. I felt like the pure entertainer.
Yeah.
And I think that is what brought the interest from other clubs to me, because they could see the confidence I was possessing. Rob, I'm not, you know, I'm not a boastful person. I'm not an arrogant person, but I feel I could turn the game on its head and dictate the game the way I wanted it to go. That's how confident I was.
Right.
I was on the cover of the Kickoff magazine for that game, especially when Nonde Balfour was involved. But let me tell you the story, bro.
Yeah.
So me and my mom were sitting the night before, because at Ajax we never used to camp really. So the night before games, I'll always spend with my mom, and I was like, my mom, then I can, then the Nonde, in the, after that at home, I was like, mommy,
yeah,
do you want to see a show tomorrow? She said, what do you mean, Winnie? What do you mean? I said, do you want to see a show? She said, I trust you. I said, okay, watch what I do tomorrow. Rob, I was so confident. I knew everything. How? I just figured it out, right?
Yeah.
So we played Jomo Cosmos in the APSA Cup semi-final game at Newland Stadium. And I knew I wanted to, because the attention was on me. I was just into the national team as well. And I think I got goalkeeper of the season, or I was player of the season. Something happened the year before where the attention came to me. And we were playing Jomo Cosmos in the semi-final. And I thought to myself, Muneeb, today you're going to make a show for those people. Robert, please, this is between me and you.
Of course.
Please, let's keep it a secret. You know, I trust you with everything. Please, let's not share this.
That's a secret.
All right, I trust you, Rob.
Yeah, it's just you.
So, Rob, the game was happening, right? And the game was tight and it was 1-1.
Yeah.
But I was having a fly of a game. But I wanted this game to go to penalties, because I promised my mom a show.
Yeah.
Half time we came in and I thought to myself, you know what? I just left a drop in Gordon's ear to say, coach, at the beginning, coach, I'm not feeling too well. I felt fluish last night, which never happened. But that's why I can say it for the year. It was just me and you, you know. And I told him, coach, I'm feeling a bit sick. And, you know, but I'm going to push for you, coach. I'm going to push for you. He said, please, Muneeb, I need you, because this is a big game. We can go to the final. Because we were fighting relegation as well. Hard battle. And the game went on. And I thought to myself, you know what? Here's my chance now. Half time, he came in. The score's 1-0. Rob, by Allah, by God, Rob, I went to the bathroom and I started doing this. Rob, and I started making like I was sick.
Yeah.
I knew what I was capable of, Rob. That's how confident I was. And I was in the bathroom and Gordon came, Muneeb, are you okay? Are you okay? I said, coach, I don't know. I don't know, coach. I don't know. I know. But I knew. Rob, it was halftime. The halftime was over. The game hasn't started. Everybody's onto the field.
Yeah.
The camera is inside of the change room in Newland Stadium, watching me trying to throw up.
Oh, wow.
And then a whole saga happened where the security, no, the cameras can't be in here. And I thought, that's my chance. Everybody saw I'm sick. Here's it now.
Yeah.
And then they stalled. There was a TV game, Rob. The game stalled, waiting for me to come on, because we're not going to make the goalkeeper change. And I thought, jeez, mom's, my mom is watching this and all the tension is with me, Rob, right?
Yeah.
So then I finally, everything goes out. I go to, I move to the side. I say, okay, Muneeb, it's time now. I think you've dragged enough tension now. And I went out, Rob. And the game went on and I took the game to penalties and I had an unbelievable game. Even in my head, Rob, but that's how my confidence was. Game into penalties and I saved two penalties.
Yeah.
And I was the hero of the day, Rob. I'm telling you, and we celebrated and everything. This whole show was planned by me with my mom.
Wow.
And as we're celebrating, and I could hear everybody cheer, this boy is sick and he does this and he's unbelievable, Rob. As I'm walking to the change room, me and Gordon, there's a picture of us holding hands and saluting the crowd. As we're saluting the crowd, I'm bare-chested. I was just sick now a few minutes ago, but now I'm bare-chested and fine. The manager comes, Mr. I forgot his name, man. I seriously forgot his name. He came to me and he says, Muneeb, I have a phone. I have a call for you here. It's an important guy on the phone. This is in the tunnel.
Yeah.
He hands me the phone. And who is it? It's Mr. Nonde Balfour.
Oh, wow.
Was watching the game. And he told me, Muneeb, I watch this game, son. And this is what this country needs. Characters who will fight through sickness, fight through things to make sure their team wins. Our country, we are proud of you. And I thought to myself, Jesus, this is unbelievable that a guy of this stature was watching the game and would call me about my theatrical performance that I just put up, which was planned by me and my mom.
Your sickness.
My sickness. Or my lack thereof. And he spoke to me and I thought to myself, you know what? That at that time of our careers in football in South Africa with Nonde Balfour as the sports minister. That was the best time, one of the best times that I was involved in football, because we had a guy who understood the football minds of football players and wasn't about his own ego.
But he was interested. I mean, how is he watching what? Ajax?
That's what I couldn't understand. Cosmos. That's what I couldn't. It's a semi-final of the Absa Cup. Something dragged him to the phone, and for him to call me after the game on the manager, Mr. Dalton, that's the manager's name.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Dalton, and he handed me the phone. And for me to, for him to just take the time to call me.
Yeah.
That just took me to another level. But luckily, nobody knows that it was all planned. That's how confident I was, Brad Robert. It was unbelievable.
I'm surprised you didn't go to Seven Dalan.
No. Where it's going to be scripts and things, Brad Robert's going to be a problem.
But then you can fake the script.
No. I'm going to forget the words.
No, we've got a guy who acts on the Queen, Tembandaba. He's Brutus. I don't think that guy gets given a script. I just think he just wakes up and wants to go to a pusher.
How bad or whatever he might be, I am worse.
No, he is brilliant.
Yep.
He's an award-winning actor. Trust me, he flips it like that.
Now let's call me the sports minister winning actor. That's all I'm happy for that, Brad Robert. But Mr. Nonde Balfour, if you are listening today, I'm sure whatever, I'm just...
He's a farmer in the Eastern Cape now.
That man loves sports, and yeah. I'm sure there's nobody in this country who's not listening to your show.
Maybe we might even phone him. Maybe we might even get him on the line. I actually got a thought.
No, but Brad Robert...
Don't worry. You've got to come clean. We've had the TRC before.
But this is between me and you, Brad Robert.
No,
so
I know. No, we're just going to phone him and say hi.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't think they've got reception there.
I'm not saying a bad word about Mr. Nonde Balfour. He's a legend. The legendary sports minister in this country. The one and only.
And what do you think of Fikile Mbalula?
Oh my goodness. And this, let me do this, Brad Rob. As much as I was an embarrassment at that time when he put on live television that I was an embarrassment to my family, mm-hmm. an embarrassment to my country, an embarrassment to whoever was watching that game. If I turn back and look back now, I think he needs to look into the mirror now, because I'm not as big as an embarrassment as he was now. I was playing for my country, and Brad Rob, I can tell you there was reasons for that happening, that performance, but we will get into that, like you said.
Yeah, we will.
But at the time he literally broke me. But God is great. You remember, Brad Rob, we can't destroy the story, because it has a happy ending. This little princess, he got his little crown at the end.
No, but you were dejected, man. I mean, you were like, like on the verge of depression.
Yeah, Brad Rob, let me tell you. I was not ready to play in that tournament whatsoever.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. I spoke to our club at the time, I was at Wits, and I told Jose Mourinho, because we had such a heavy schedule for 5 years.
Jose Ferreira, not Mourinho.
Sorry, Jose Ferreira. Oh, is he speaking about me? They say normally if you mention someone's name, he's thinking about you. Oh my goodness.
I was going to say, geez, he must have been coaching you during the night when he didn't see you.
Brad Rob, when you are in the studio, you are always dreaming big. Because this is the biggest show in Africa. And if the show goes over the world, it's the biggest show in the world.
It's worldwide,
my friend.
So we drink
big here. Sorry, worldwide. Mr. Mourinho.
So what did the smoking Joe Ferreira say?
No. So then, because we had a busy schedule for 5 years at national team, and we had a lot of things going.
Yeah.
And there was no break really for us. And then the Chan tournament comes around, and I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to ask the club, listen, is it possible I can have a break, man? Let me have a break for this December holidays and, just chill a little bit. But Safa sent a note to say, listen, I need to be at the tournament. But then I spoke to Jose Ferreira and I spoke to Gavin, and they all gave me the big plus to say, no, it was fine. We'll tell them it's fine and we'll rest, and they'll call someone else. And I went on holiday, and because I never had a break, I was going boss. I was having a good time, Brad Rob. Mentally, I wasn't watching soccer. I was completely switched off.
Yeah.
Because I'm not prepared for this. I've got from my boss to say, listen, we don't have to play in the tournament.
Yeah.
And I accepted that, and I thought, fuck.
Everyone's going to go somewhere.
Lati popa dance. You know? And December was going good. We were having a good time, relaxing, not worrying about the football. And then all of a sudden, I heard Gordon calls me, Gordon Eagerson, and he says to me, Muneeb, I need you to come to the camp, man. But I said, coach, I spoke to, and we have a conversation already, and this is the reason, and they gave me the permission. But he said, yes, but I need you here. But I said, coach, there is younger goalkeepers that's going to play in the tournament, and give them that opportunity.
It's a Jan tournament.
Yeah. And then he said, no, I need you here, Muneeb. I said, coach, I can't. I'm sorry. And oh, I love Gordon Eagleson, but oh, he also hurt me.
Yeah.
This is, Rob, we can't cry on the show. I can't. It was just jolly now.
No.
We'll get back. Rob,
no, don't lose that thought, though, because I remember everything. I listen. One thing I do is I listen. But when you say that Gordon Eagleson hurt you, what do you mean?
Do you remember when I got banned for the drug salbutamol?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So a couple of weeks before that, I tore the ligaments in my ankle.
Yeah.
Right? And I love Gordon still as well, up till today. But this is just the way
Yeah, this is your life, man. Yes. This is your life. You're telling your story.
So Gordon comes to me and he asks me, and I tore the ligaments, but we were playing a big derby. We were playing Santos on the weekend. Mm. And he asked me, Muneeb, I need you, son. I need you to play. What can we do? I said, coach, if you need me that badly, I'll take injections and I'll play for you.
Mm.
And he said, please do that. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to put... Because that's the way I am.
Bro. Yeah, yeah.
If you give, you show interest in me, or you show just you care about me, I'm going to give you 100%. I'm going to give you my life.
Mm.
Took the injection for him and I played. And we won the game 2-1. Perfect. And I was happy because I could fulfill what the coach asked me. He was a footballer. That's all you want, just to fulfill your coach's needs. And he was happy as well, and everyone was happy. We won the game 2-1 against Santos. Then me and my wife, today now, we're sitting at home and we're watching the news.
Yeah.
So we're chilling and we're relaxing and, you know, having a nice. We're watching the news now.
Yeah.
And then on the news pops up, football player gets banned, right? And I think, oh, she's the one. Who's this? You know, what the hell? Then the news bulletin starts, and then a picture of me comes up. And I'm the one that's banned. And I look at my wife and ask her, are we seeing the right thing here? That's me.
Mm.
She says, yes, it's you. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what the hell? You know?
So you hadn't been told anything?
No, nothing.
So the first time you see it is
on the news.
On the news.
On the news channel.
Wow.
So, and I'm panicking now. Whoa. Then John phones me. John is Muneeb. Did you see this? And what's happening? I said, I don't know, boss. Then Gordon is with him as well. And Gordon calls me. And Gordon says, Muneeb, tell me what you took. What were you smoking something? What were you doing? What? I said, coach, I'm telling you, I took absolutely nothing.
Mm.
In the back of my head immediately, I said, geez, coach, when I needed you, when you needed me, I was there for you.
Mm.
I don't know what's happening. And the first thing you do is you doubt me. Okay, fair enough. You know, I had a bit of a history. That's fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can see me growing now as a man. Mm. You can see me growing as a player. And you can see the direction my life is going. You can see that, and I'm on the right. And he says, Muneeb, tell me what you take. Just tell me. Why were you smoking? What? I said, coach, I'm telling you, I took nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing. And he made me panic so much, Rob, that me and my wife, we went to going to the chemist in Belleville. It was at night, 24-hour chemist. And we went there, and we got drug test. As if, this is how in a panic state I was. As if, me taking a drug test now is going to rectify anything there.
It's done.
But that's the panic that they put me in. And it's obviously you're seeing yourself on television here and you've been banned for something that you have no idea of.
Mm.
And I take the test and nothing shows up.
Mm.
So I'm thinking, what the hell? What the hell?
Mm.
And then everything rests. I tell him again, listen, I took absolutely nothing. You have to believe me. Next day comes, and then obviously the results come out of what the drug was that I was taking.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out that it was salbutamol that was in my asthma pump, my inhaler. And at that time, there wasn't a TUE. The country never knew about TUEs for football yet. It wasn't introduced yet. And we had to go and fight this case.
Yeah.
But that disappointment there between me and Gordon as well, that hurt me.
Yeah.
You know? But we go back that's just the background of that, and then we goes back to the Chan tournament, and I'm enjoying December.
Leave Chan. I don't want you to cry because I can see the tears are welling up. Jeez, Gordon Eagleson. Funny enough, I actually just remembered he tried to call me this weekend and I didn't return his call. I feel bad now. So maybe he was anticipating that you're going to be at this
show. I love Gordon. You know he's been good to my career as well, but I don't think he's going to call you now, bro.
No, he won't. Don't worry. Pull up your chair.
Let's chat legendary stuff. On Legends Night, Friday nights, always about our beloved legends.
Hey Robs, hashtag MSW, niyaphila lapho nino Monef. Hey Rob, ngileyo ndoda leyo yazi ena ngiyikhonzela into eyodwa ebike nje ena ubona ngathi isimo wena sithenzi kodwa wena ubona inesimali ebusini bayo. Ngikhumbula nje ngeFed Cup i-Uruguay ithole ipenalty and then ukhune waphuma kwasengena yona. Uma ingena vele fanele i-Uruguay ishaye ipenalty. Hey, the guy was smiling kangaka ecishe ishibambe ipenalty wayilandela nje kahle. Siyabonga lapho MSW. Hey Rob, phela uboku ena usibizele u-Fracking Kale mfowethu nojabulani Mendo.
Hey Darob, it's Brinsley here at Oliven. I'm listening to your conversation and Munib Joseph. I used to like this guy. I remember when I was still young, I think 2002, I used to love Ajax. He's the man that made me love Ajax because he used to do some funny things here, there by the poles. And then I changed to Pirates because just my mom bought me the Pirates tracksuit. But when he signed for Pirates, I said, no, here comes my best goalkeeper that I love. And then, yes, this guy is funny, man. I'm listening to you and his stories. Cheers, at Oliven, it's Brinsley.
Friday nights, always about our beloved legends.
Brinsley, thank you so much. You see how you change people's lives? It says you, Munib, you were the reason that he got to love Ajax Cape Town. You were the reason.
But also, Bro Rob, clowns always have good effects on people. So I would like to see myself as a football clown just to bring happiness. I'm an entertainer.
An entertainer, but also an achiever. You don't play for your national team if you're just an entertainer or a clown. I think it's a personality. It's a personality that is highly infectious, you know, if you love life. Yeah. And even, what's his name? Jablani, the first voice note.
Yes, yes.
I mean, he was saying that you always have had a smile. He says that, and that's where he referenced the Uruguay game for the, you know, the World Cup. You know, Kune going off, you coming in, and you just, yeah, the penalty. He says, but you're just smiling.
I never knew I was supposed to go on. I was so engrossed in the game.
Yeah.
Kune got sent off, and I knocked Shoaib. Shoaib, jeez, how can we do that? What are we going to do? What are we going to do now? We don't have a goalkeeper. Shoaib said, Munib, you need to go and play. I said, Shoaib, this is a serious matter here.
Yeah.
You need to go and play. And then I realized, shit, I do need to go and play. Because I was so... Kune started the first game and he was doing unbelievable. And I just thought, this boy's going to play this whole tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
So I dressed for winter in Pretoria, thick clothes, everything, thinking I'm going to enjoy a good game. And not to know that I was supposed to be playing as well. You know? Because you know what, Bra Rob? I'm standing, I won't lie to you. I'm sitting on the side of the field.
Yeah.
So now I'm panicking. I won't lie. Because you know, this is something you dream of, Bra Rob, to play in a World Cup.
At home, even.
You know what I'm saying?
Sheesh.
And I'm sitting, Bro Rob, and I'm trying to prepare because now I have three tights on. I have two pairs of winter gloves. I'm just overdressed for the occasion because.
But it was cold, though.
Yes.
Yeah, it was freezing.
Mentally, I was prepared to play, but not physically in the sense of the way I was dressed.
Yeah.
And Itu got a red card, and I'm sitting and I'm pooping myself.
Yeah.
Bro Rob,
yeah.
I'm pooping myself because I have to go on now. Because now, that guy that I watched him 2 weeks ago and he's plays for my team, for Man United.
Yeah.
That's Diego Forlan waiting for me with the ball. And I dropped my head and got ready. Then they substituted Steven and I didn't want to look because I finally managed to calm my nerves.
Yeah.
And when I hugged Steven to come onto the field, my eyes caught him again. And I thought, jeez, this guy's waiting for me. Mm-hmm. We need Joseph from Mitchell's plane. Diego Forlan is waiting for me. Let me go and show him who Munib Joseph is. I made my way onto the field, Rob, stood there, and I thought to myself, I'm going to do what they do in the PSL.
Yes.
I'm going to chat to him. I'm going to tell him who I am. And I tried it. And I thought to myself, do you know who I am, sir?
You went to tell Diego Forlan that?
Rob, I'm standing with my gloves like this, and I'm telling, do you know who I am, sir? And he looked at me. And he, again, this crowd is waiting for me to do something amazing, and I'm going to do it tonight.
Yes.
And he looked at me. And I thought, I don't think he understands my accent. Mm. Let me rather go back to the goals. Because he's not responding. I'm not getting a response. So.
And he clearly doesn't know who you are yet.
Exactly. And I go back to the line, Bro Rob. And I think to myself, I've read him like a book. Yeah. I know exactly where he's going, Bro Rob. Mm. I know exactly where he's going. But because he's just on another level.
Yeah.
Of, oh my goodness, bro, he's on another level. I went to the corner, and I won't lie to you, bro, Rob. In my heart, I thought, I got it, because it's slow motion.
Yeah, yeah.
I got it. But all he did was he hit the ball so that it rises. Mm. And I got excited, and I popped too early. Because when the ball went past my hand, he put it perfectly into the corner.
Yes, by saying you popped too early, you sound like a premature baby.
Exactly my point. Oh my goodness, bro. Then it was all, oh my goodness. And my mom is in the crowd. And all I was trying to find out, where's my mom? I'm not supposed to be telling you these things because I'm supposed to be one of the professional footballers, bro.
But of course you are.
But we are human beings as well.
Yes.
I'm from the Kasi. And you dream every day when you're playing in the yard, you're playing in the street, you're trying to imitate, I'm going to be this guy when it's World Cup season, I'm going to be this guy.
Yeah.
Bro, Rob, so you're growing up with all those little things in your head. I want to be him, I want to be him in the World Cup. And here you find yourself in a World Cup, living your dream that you've been dreaming your whole entire career. And I always ask the question, I was like this, bro, Rob, why do the rugby players cry? My goodness, we are men. We sing in the national. Why do we cry? We're men. We must be strong. Bro, Rob, when I stood against France, after trying to get my nerves to calm down, when I stood in line to sing the national anthem against France, I closed my eyes for a second. And all those little clips of me imitating players, wanting to be this, flashed in front of me while singing the national anthem. And that's when I realized what it means to represent your country at the highest level.
You cried.
It's a dream that you live your whole life. Mm. And to realize a dream come true, bro, Rob, that is something not many get to experience.
Did you cry?
Yes, but I was crying before that already. I cried at the beginning of the game already, bro, Rob, in the tunnel. Because I'm realizing this is my dream.
And what a game, though, because I mean, I spoke the other week with Macbeth Sibaya and said to him, Macbeth, you didn't play the games.
Now he played the
France. And then he plays against France, and it's the victory that we get with Macbeth. I'm like, what was Carlos Pampeto Pereira thinking? You know, obviously not his fault, but I'm just saying, it was just one of those things.
Like, when they... when they hit captain with the elbow in the penalty area, when the guy got sent over, they hit him with the elbow, right?
Yeah.
And we rush there, and it's not, wah, ref, wah, 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 wah. And I'm, because I'm thinking to myself, my friends are all watching at home. They need to see me. I haven't been on TV yet in the World Cup. Let me go in, wah, 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 wah. Yeah. You know, let me get excited here. And Jibril Cisse, I think it's Jibril Cisse.
Yeah.
He was there as well. And
yeah.
I went to him and I said, man, look, you can see his face. He says, yes, Munir, but I can see. And I said, did you just say my name? Munir?
Munir?
That wasn't too bad. Keto, you need to get up. It wasn't that bad. Get up, Keto. Get up, Keto. I agree with you, Jibril Cisse.
So at least he knew your name.
Yeah, but I couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe that, brother.
Wow, that is crazy, man. One of the big superstars of the time.
But I'm sure they probably figured out before the game and who's the what and what.
No, but the fact is he knew you. He remembered. That's all that matters. Was it how... Howard Webb was the referee on that day. He refereed England in Bloom when all the controversy happened. Yeah. But all I'm saying is that you guys lived your best life in that World Cup, except for the fact that you did not qualify for the next round.
Yeah, it was
at home.
You know. It was tough, bro, Rob. You know, we in the camp, we were all motivated to do well.
Yeah.
But we just never had that extra factor that was needed in the World Cup.
We were not good enough.
And we missed a big player.
Yeah.
A massive player.
Who did we miss?
I think you know who he is, Mr. McCarthy.
Yeah.
Jeez, and that was crazy also the way me and him laughed about it when we spoke about it, when the way they were trying to get him out of the national team.
Mm-hmm. They were trying to get him? Why is Benny Oles being kicked out? Before the break, because after the break, I got some special tributes for you. But tell us about how they were trying to get Benny out of the national team.
So Bennett Parker, Benny's number 17.
Yeah.
Benny's always number 17. So you must remember, bro, Rob, the Tickford jerseys came out. Those are those slender jerseys.
Yes.
And Benny was having little problems.
Boop problems.
Benny was having problems and he picked up a little weight, you know? And
The work they did to him was Bernard Parker wanted the number 17 jersey as well.
Yeah.
So they weren't too sure that Benny was going to be part of the whole occasion because we were playing Colombia that night.
When we amazingly beat them with some unbelievable referee decisions. You know?
But Bra Rob, then Benny, they gave him. So they, what they did was
Bernard Parker, they thought, no, Bernard's going to be our top striker in the tournament. So number 17 goes to Bernard.
Yeah.
But then they gave Benny never had a jersey. Then they gave him the size Bernard Parker was wearing. So he was fighting all day to get the jersey down.
It was like a crop top.
Bra Rob, as he, we had a corner and he came on the field and I told him, you are my brook. Kijk hoe lijkt zij. Wat gaat dat? Wat draaien die mensen? What are they trying with you? Look how you are dressed. They're giving you... Nah, brother, no. He said, Jarman niet. Jarman. So you can see, man. You can see.
I remember those shots where...
Bra Rob.
Yeah, no, the boop there.
Yes.
The Mkaba was popping.
They gave him Bernard Parker's jersey.
On purpose.
That's what I felt. It was on purpose because it's Benny. How can you give him Bernard's jersey?
Oh, those are the things.
Oh, talking about 17. It's 17 minutes past. Look at.
Oh, Bra Rob.
Look at that.
I got you. It felt like 5 minutes ago.
I know. I told you.
Time flies when you're having fun, Bra Rob.
I think 5 minutes into the show, people were like, no, we need a part three already.
Bra Rob, something is wrong. Time moves quickly in this studio, yo, sir. This is crazy.
It is a beautiful, beautiful crazy. My guest tonight. And my goodness, you don't want to miss what's going to happen after the break. Because like I said, at times you got to shower the man. You got to give him his flowers. You got to say thank you. You know, like Desraella said yesterday, hey, champions don't sleep.
Pull up your chair. Let's chat legendary stuff on Legends Night.
Oh, South Africa, the continent, and the world. Yeah, man. I think we just need to cool down a little bit. Maneep Josephs is my guest.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to your guests, Maneep Josephs. It's Ryan David here in Old Swerin, Western Cape. For me, a game-changing moment for Maneep Josephs was definitely when he was criticized by then Minister of Sport, Honorable Minister Fikile Balula. Yes, but Fikile called him all sorts of names on social media, in the media, but Maneep didn't one day reply. The only reply he gave him was on the field of play when he became best goalkeeper for that PSL season. So to him, I've learned something from that, you know, and I take it out. They can apply in your daily life, in your work life. The only reply in life is should be with your actions, you know, and obviously with good actions and good results. All the best for him. I still believe there is a place for him at Orlando Pirates as a goalkeeper coach. Who knows? Time will tell.
Sawubona ye Robert Marawa, sawubona ye Madluphuthu. Awuthi ngizame ukukhuluma nje ngemkhaladi. Hey. Monet Joseph, what's up my master can? Hey. Yeah, I think Kevin was right when he said colored people are not great storytellers, my bro. You know, I'm sitting here driving. I'm laughing all the way and I'm driving from Koma to Hellspray and I'm laughing here because of the stories that you are sharing. Thank you very much for the years of service that you have shared, my bro. We've enjoyed every second. You are the best, my bro. You know, when Gavin Hunt signed you and the nickname to beat Vesne, I knew that Vets now has a potential to go all the way and give Mamelodi Sundowns the competition that they must get. And then after that, you know, I was so happy when I saw you and the nickname clinching the league, you know, for beat Vesne. Thank you very much, my bro. We've enjoyed every second when we're playing. We admire you as a goalkeeper. And I used to watch this short video or clip for SABC 1 when...
Are you still
in 2004, when they used to show you, you know, running from the other pole to the other pole to head the ball, my bro. Yeah, you used to be the best. Now I'm one of those people who agree that you used to be one of the best entertainers in football, and we are thankful for the years of service that you've shared with us. Thank you very much, my bro.
He maintained his character.
He was
a clearing man.
Oh, but you know what I love about such things, bro? This means that I haven't changed. I've still kept my culture.
You've maintained,
you know,
your
maintained
consistency.
That culture.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing, though. But that's the fun of South Africans, is that We are a unique bunch of human beings, yeah.
And look, Brother Rob, we can relate. Like, I relate to him speaking in that character. You know, that is one of my brothers speaking there.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Please, I know there's lots of voice notes that are coming through. I think the early one, Mr. Davids, says, whatever Mbalula said, you moved on. You were able to do what you did. Yeah. He says, there's always a chance for you to be a goalkeeper coach at Orlando Pirates. But quickly, before time disappoints us. No, don't worry. Don't worry. Still got 30 minutes. Well, an ad break in between, but yeah. Yeah, my good old colleague, Pro Pilani down in Durban, says, please ask him about his contract renewal. The meeting with the chairman of Orlando Pirates when his contract was torn into pieces and his agent accused of being racist. Did that happen? What happened?
I don't even think that's a story, bro. You know, I'm not going to hide anything or anything like that. Yeah. That's not even a story.
What happened?
I think at Orlando Pirates, what happened was, I think it stems from at Wits. When I left Wits, I came to Orlando Pirates when Roger came. And listen, I love Roger, but there's just something that I always had a feeling that Roger wasn't too fond of me.
Yeah.
You know? But he's one of the coolest guys you can find, one of the easiest guys. But I just always had that feeling like...
That he didn't like you.
That something, yeah, it's just, I always had it, I don't know, I'm...
Professionally or personally?
I can't put a finger on it, bro.
Yeah.
But he's one of the most easiest, relaxing guys. And yeah, for me, I loved him. I loved Roger, you know. But at Wits as well. When I was at Wits and then I was there and then he brought Darren Keith in to come and play. Sure. You know? And I thought, hey, wait, let me rather be off here because they won't bring a quality keeper like this if they want to put him on the bench. And I thought, okay, let me move on. And I asked the request coach, listen, is it possible I can go to another team? And then Pirates came in. I went and I left. And then we carried on. And then we got to Orlando Pirates. And then Roger came as well there.
Hey.
You know?
He was following you.
But I think it's mostly... I think it just got to me now.
Yes.
I think it was more... He favored the younger goalkeepers. Maybe I was just over... I was thinking too much. Because if you look at it now, when I was at Wits, he brought in Darren Keith, the younger goalkeeper, and he gave him that chance. I think I'm starting to figure my own life out on your show. You see what the show does, bro? Jeez. So that... And then I left to Orlando Pirates. Then when I got to Orlando Pirates, then he used Senzo. Yes, we figured it out. Okay. I think he was more for the younger goalkeepers. Sorry, Coach Raj. I just wish you could have spoken to me and told me when this is the reason.
It's an old dopey or
something. Yeah, yeah. All the years I'm thinking, yes, I love this guy because he's such an easy goalkeeper.
So what happened with the contract?
No, there was nothing with the contract.
So when Raj came in and he put Benny on the side to stretch every training session, he needed to stretch. I think Benny was too old as well. Me, I thought I was no chance here. And then I was going through a few things as well at home and I said, listen, I got a shoulder injury. Yeah. Because I knew now I needed to go out. But one thing to go out at Orlando Pirates is not the easiest thing.
Yeah.
But I found a way.
Oh.
Yeah, but luckily, whatever happens on the show is secretive.
Of course.
And I love that. That's what I love. Yeah.
Switch off the mic,
I figured if you just slowly drift away into the background, Bro Rob, then they just tend to forget about you. And that's what happened. My contract ran out at the end of the season. And that was it. I left without saying bye to the chairman, without saying to the late Pramandlai, Bra Ali, the securities. I just faded into the background. But that of contract talks, even me, it's a surprise to me.
Yeah.
I think that's just BS. That's just entertaining. And I think the Pro Pilani guy, I always see him on
Twitter.
On Twitter, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Ah, lucky Twana. Ah, lucky boy. That's all is fabricated.
Okay, we don't fabricate on the show. Here we go. Brace yourself up. Put on the seatbelt.
Good evening, everybody. John Williams here, Orlando Pirates Studio. I've had the honor and the privilege to work with you, Muneeb Joseph. Yes, you deserve to be called a legend. If I should tell everybody the type of person Muneeb is, we will be here for the next 5 days. But in a nutshell, Muneeb, true professional, true gentleman, and someone you can actually call a friend. Muneeb, congratulations on getting the title legend. Yes, You are old now. Yes, you are old. That's why you're a legend. So, my brother, all the best for the future. All the best for your family and all the best in your endeavors, my brother. Remember, I'm always just a phone call away for you. Cheers, my brother. Bye.
John Williams, thank you so much indeed.
Can I add a little story, please?
That's from the heart. Please, of course, this is your show.
This was my physio. I tore my shoulders. But Rob, what happened was, we played Sundowns. Friday, we played, we went camp. Mm-hmm. And we had a whole argy-bargy, just a whole misunderstanding with the players. And then, that's what I love about Orlando Pirates. You know, we, at the time, there were the characters in the team as well. So we had a little fallout amongst the players.
Yeah.
Me and Robin, we left that night, and there was a whole big boha. Rob, we had one of the biggest fights in the team that you could imagine, right? And the chairman had to come in at 1 o'clock in the morning because we left the camp and we weren't coming back to camp. We're playing Sundowns the next day.
But fighting about what?
It was just a little squabble.
Yeah.
Because Robin and Katlego Macheco were being like little babies. Rob, you remember that game? You remember the game? I don't know where they do the celebration where Katlego Macheco puts his hand behind his back. And he shakes all the players' hands.
Yeah.
So where that stems from was me and Robin, there's a big and then I told Robin, I don't feel like we're being respected here, my brother. Shake my hand, take my hand, be strong and let's go. If we're not accepted here, let's go.
Yeah.
Take my hand and let's go. And that clown Macheco is sitting right next to seeing all of this. And Robin shakes my hand, let's go, Munib. And we up and we out of the camp. And poor Bra Ali, the late Bra Ali, may God, may soul rest in peace. He's behind us, shame. And we into an Uber and we gone from there. And we left and we gone home. And we're playing Sundowns the next day. A massive game. 1 o'clock in the morning, we're sitting at home and my agent is calling and Robin's agent is calling. Please, guys, you need to come back to camp. And we just adamant, no, we don't feel part of the team like little girls, you know. And eventually the chairman said he's coming. And that changes everything.
Hmm.
And we're back at the camp again at 1 o'clock and he comes and explains everything and, you know, we sort everything out. I'm telling you, brother Rob, a massive balls up. Just normal. But the next day we stepped onto that field, brother Rob. We beat Sundowns 2-1. And you'd never ever have said that there was such a big boha the night before.
Wow. These,
that's why I get so frustrated when people assume things on Twitter and all that. It's frustrating. They think they know, but they don't know.
Twitter is just a crazy
But back
space.
To the point is where then I tore my shoulder in that game. I tore the shoulder ligaments, everything, and I had operation, everything. And John Williams, the super physio, got me back in no time. But before I could join the team with training sessions and those things, he told me, Munib, you first have to come on trial to see if you are ready to come on trial at my team. So his little social league team. Bro, Rob. But he used it so because he know, like a challenge, you know? And he used it like that and I was playing in. And without even knowing, for those 3-4 weeks, my fitness level was going up because I was playing with him. But all I'm thinking is, I'm going to show you, John, I can. I'm going to show you, I'm going to show you. He healed me in no time. And that is why Orlando Pirates can never let go of a guy like John.
Oh, and he's such a gentleman.
Oh my goodness.
Jono, thanks, man. I haven't seen you in ages, but I'll see you soon. Hopefully this season I get an accreditation.
Good evening, Robert. This is Stanton Fredericks here. I'd just like to say good evening to you and to the gentleman sitting in front of you. We just once again want to thank you for bringing those that have contributed to the game, giving them the seat and then paying tribute to them. So thanks to you, Robert. But the gentleman in front of you, I just like to share with the listeners my first encounter with Munib Josephs was he was playing for Ajax Cape Town. I was at Kaizer Chiefs at the time. I think it was a cup game and there was penalty kicks. And as I went up to take the ball, he started using some very rough, vulgar words, profanity that I can't repeat. And I thought, who is this youngster coming up to me, trying to intimidate me? But anyway, needless to say, I slotted the penalty and I scored. And after I scored the penalty against him, he immediately came up to me, apologizing profusely. And for me, I'm sure he'll be laughing now because he can't remember that game. It was at Newland Stadium in Cape Town. And, you know, that is Munib Josephs for you. He wears his heart on his sleeve. He wants to win by all costs. And I think that just it sums up for me the person that he was. Later on, I played with Munip for the national team, and I started to come to know a youngster that has respect, he's humble, he's hardworking, and all those attributes just makes Munip Joseph the character that he is. He's bigger than life itself. You know, when he walks into the street and somebody greets him, he gives them their time, he gives them the respect, and you start to think that he's a fan of the person and not the person a fan of him. So for me, that's Munip Joseph's in a nutshell. I just want to say thank you for your contribution to South African football. And I know the plans that you have later on, post your playing career and whilst coaching. I know those plans are to give back, and I know that you will be successful, Munip. I'd like to say, in my eyes, my friend, you are successful. You are an example to the youngsters. And whatever you do, wherever you go, continue being you, and you will touch lives beyond. I just like to once again thank you for your contribution to football, for your contribution to your colleagues. And I know that there's still a bright career out there for you, may it be in coaching, may it be in one-on-ones, whatever your endeavors are, the characteristics that you have as a man, as a father. I just want to say, when you apply that in anything you're going to do, success will follow you. Thank you, Munip. Thank you, Robert.
Yeah.
What a gentleman.
Sure.
Robbie showed me when I got to them, that boy, Stanton Fredericks, he was my role model.
Yeah.
He showed me how to be humble. That is the definition of humble, Stanton Fredericks.
Till today.
So when I was in the national team, I just used to follow him.
Yeah.
Follow him, because that is the person and the man I would want to be.
Yeah.
When I grew up. Incredible. So he is, like he always used to tell me, I'm a big player. I'm a big player, Billy. I'm a big player. He's not just a big player. He's the most wonderful human being you can ever find.
What a gentleman, but you must call him Skumbuzo. That is his name. Stuff the Stanton. Skumbuzo.
So let me tell you what we call him, what I call him. Billy.
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 Billy. The Billy Bate Pop.
I love him. Oh, man. Love him.
Stanton Fredericks, my legend. Thank you so much, champ. Thank you very much. A beautiful, beautiful tribute. Jeez. I did tell you guys that there's some special tributes, though, because you gotta give the man his flowers. We can laugh, we can joke, but at the end of the day, he's been a major contributor to a footballing landscape in South Africa. More tributes. Don't dare go.
It's Robert. Hey, bafo. Tell you money, pnite itara. Hey, man, I'm landed with course. In fact, I want money. Let time of him belly pirate. Ay, ye, ye, ye. Hey, man, I'm quite a salum chitalon. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, corner la city, se atasela corner bambis, but alum chitalon. Ay, anyway, I know it is out a sharp. Ay, ay, bong, la go on kenji. Ay, 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 money. Nazom fan, ay, ay, bambang la ship more. Tanko, okay, tolo.
Thank you, Ghetto. More tributes.
An honor and a great opportunity to be able to pay tribute to you, Munip. I had the privilege of experiencing your energy at a stage in our lives when, as a team, we did exceptionally well. But the mischief and playfulness, the kindness, the authenticity with which you show up, even on the harder days, is a constant. As a player and as a friend, you are truly one of a kind. I wish you well in your new role. You are no stranger to having fun and staying focused. May it be a wonderful, wonderful adventure for you. I wish you all the best. Mandy Lee, or Mums, as you would say.
That's our Mums.
You were confused there for a little bit. You're like, who's this now?
Yeah, but I knew when I heard it. That's the sweetness coming into her voice. Because like, you could hear Mums, you were still trying to prepare your proper radio voice. I could hear that, but as soon as I heard that sweet voice come through, she was one of the, if not the most important people of our team. She kept every, you ask any Pirates player.
Yeah.
They don't call her Mandy. They don't call her Nat. They call her Mums. She looked after the players.
Okay, less of Munip, more of the people that love Munip.
Hi, this is Gavin Hunt. Just in connection with this Munip Joseph, this character that you got in the studio, let me tell you a little bit about him. I first met him when he was, I think he was about 17. I think he was at Cape Town Spurs. I don't think he had teeth then, but I think he's got some teeth now. So But he was the one that always selling his tracksuits for other things and other stuff when he got new stuff. So, yeah, he started his shenanigans from those days. But what a goalkeeper. Somebody that I thought could have certainly played at a much higher level. But, you know, he had one of those tough upbringings. And, you know, but at least he's seen it through and he's settled down to be a real good gentleman, a good family man now, which I'm so happy about. But he grew up in a tough neighborhood and he's seen it through. But for me, a great inspiration as a person, as a goalkeeper. It always makes me laugh whenever I see him or we talk to each other. And he's just a great guy and what a great goalkeeper he was and had a great career. And Manip, I wish you well, my boy. You're still one of the top boys and always appreciate your company and, you know, what you brought to me. And obviously when we won a few trophies. But look after your family. You've got a great wife and great kids and great support around you. And obviously now your life really starts by trying to live a life outside of this crazy world we've been living in for the last few years. And I wish you well and hope to see you back on the training ground soon, as you know, with a job. But yeah, I can't say enough about him, and he's really close to my heart and a real special boy. And God bless. See you soon, my boy. Bye.
Oh my goodness. My coach. That's what I call my coach.
Wow.
The coach.
So you were getting tracksuits and you're going to sell them?
No, bro Rob, that's the thing. When I was on drugs, bro Rob, and
yeah. he knows all my stories. All my stories, guaranteed.
And I thought to myself, these are free things. Must remember, I'm 16, 17 years old, bro Rob. I'm on the naughtiest track of my life. And yeah, I'm getting free things.
Blood Rob, let me tell you this. So
I gave that at Cape Town Sports, you give you a big bag full of things.
Yeah.
And you go with that big bag straight to the merchant. You know the merchant?
Yes,
Blood
Rob? Yes, yes.
Yes, you take it to him.
The supplier.
The supplier.
Yeah.
And you give it to him and he'll give you what you need. I'll take the whole bag and then I'll go to John Comitas. They robbed me. So then they'll sort my things out again. Blood Rob, I went back to the community. That was a couple of years ago. And I saw he's still wearing the Portofino Muneeb Joseph's jersey. The same supplier.
Oh, wow.
But the jersey just shrunk because it was sitting on top of his belly.
Yeah.
When I gave it to him, he told me, Muneeb, this is a perfect fit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't bring you nonsense.
Yeah.
But when I saw him a few later, the thing was more like a midriff top because his belly was out.
yo. Okay, hold on.
Good evening to all the listeners and good evening to you, Rob. And to an absolute legend in studio tonight, words fail me. I don't even know where to begin. But what I do know about Muneeb is that the best part of Muneeb is that he's an absolute fantastic human being. The human being that he is much better. He's a much better human being than what he was a goalkeeper, to be honest with you. But yeah, my brother Muneeb, thank you for everything you've done for me in my life, in my career, for my family. We've been very, very close friends. Part of the reason why I moved to Pirates was because of you encouraged me to join the team together with Lucky Lekwati, but you were very, very vital in me coming over to Orlando Pirates and sharing success with the team because of you encouraged me and you said to me how much you guys need me there because of what I've done at Supersport. So your career has been an absolute, so inspiring to me, you know, from where you were when you started at Cape Town Spurs, to how you ended up at Ajax, how patient you were at Ajax Cape Town. Calvin Marlon was the number one, but you waited for your chance. And the minute you got your opportunity, you never looked back from there, my brother. So from the bottom of my heart, I'm really, really proud of you and well done. A fantastic career. You're an absolute legend. And hopefully in the not too distant future, we can get that dream team together and make a difference in the game. All the best, my brother, in your future endeavors. And I wish you all the blessings to you and your family.
Incredible. We move from Coach Gavin Hunt, we move to coach of Chipper United, Dane Clate, just like that.
That, what has been said about Dane Clate that hasn't been said by millions of people?
Yeah.
I can tell you this, bro Rob. He showed me how to be a family man.
And he, oh man.
He showed
and
me.
Is he a family man a family or is man. He a family man, this man? And I would always ask him about his boys, like, how are they doing? And when he was here the other day, he was telling me about how they're playing football. No, I've got no influence, but hey, they're yeah. I'm like, hey, Dave, leave it.
Hi, Robert. Today is a pleasure for me to talk about one of the best goalkeepers, together with Senfa Moiba, Jose Munier. It was a grand pleasure for me to coach him. And he is not only the player, his personality, his character, and his friendship is very well. Hard work. I always remember when he chaired with Senso Moiba, something who I never want to forget. When sometimes the supporter was against Senso, he came in defense. And he said something very, very clear. Coach, Senso and myself, we will share the goal. Please, I ask you to rotate one every game. Are we playing in Orlando Stadium, St. Joseph? And Senso, he will play away. This showed me what thing uniting was Jose Munier. His character about, his communication about in the ground, his hard work, it was unbelievable. He never said stop, he never said tire. I salute you, Joseph. You did a great job in Amasulu. You did a great job everywhere where you were. Because the chairman, I think, select you and properly time. Well done, Joseph. Continue development now, players and goalkeepers, because you have this angel, you have this voice, you have this character to development players and young goalkeeper. I wish you the best, regard to your family, and again, it was my honor and my pleasure to work with you. Stay blessed.
Oh, sure. What a man. What a man.
Augusto Palacios.
Augusto Palacios. I tell you, Bra Rob, this man is so special.
Yeah.
They spoke about one of the best development coaches in South Africa. But I think one of the best coaches, all-around coaches in South Africa. Knows how to handle players, yeah. Knows how to get the best out of players. He was so easy, Bra Rob. When he came in, we were 10 points behind Sundowns.
Yeah.
He made us relax, so we were pressure tense, Bra Rob. Then every training session, he'll have a DJ in the corner while we're doing set pieces. He'll have a DJ playing music to take the stress away from us. That is how advanced Coach Augusto Palacios is. He is next level, Bra Rob. We caught up with Sundowns in a no time.
Yeah.
Because what he brought to the team, the com, he knows Orlando Pirates in and out. He knows football. He knows South African players, and he knows how to get the best of him. I love all these people that you had on your brother. Yeah. These are all beautiful human beings that I got to experience, and they got to share knowledge with me, and I'm grateful for all these that you brought on here, Bra Rob. It's unbelievable.
It's not the end, though, because the one that I saved for last, and he's going to take the rest of the show, because he doesn't talk. He's a deep thinker. He's an intellect. He's a funny guy. He's got good memory.
Hey, Tara, Ruby, you are one of Mzansi's best. Best goalkeeper, to my knowledge, after Patson Banda and Joseph Banks Setlodi. Robbie, there's a funny story behind how Monip was signed. Do you remember when Pirates went to Cape Town and we had a stomach problem and we didn't play Ajax? That's the night that I stole that man. That is the night that I realized, Robbie, that man that you have in the studio is a big, big, toti fanapushi, Robbie. Chekenele say is a slim cat, but for me, is a dumb cat. He always say if he didn't play football, he was going to be a gangster. A gangster without tongue, that fool, Robbie. That man doesn't have teeth in front. Robbie, I had a good time with that man, one of the best. And when I was working with him, I thought of the olden days, you know, of my father's day, when Pirates were not allowed to sign colored players, and Monip took me back to one of the greatest colored keepers, Aldi Hookies. And that is what I saw when I was with Monip and that great team of us. One of the best, Robbie, a good soul, beautiful heart. He always bought me cook sisters in Cape Town. But the secret that everybody doesn't know, Monip's mother, a disciplinarian. Monip, she is bang for I old lady, my brother. Sefo Robbie, the Tanislan, your tot van dag. She moves the hell out of you. Tell Robbie, boss, tell the listeners how the Tani puts you in the straight and narrow. But Robbie, I love this man. I had a good time. Him and Benny, best bushy lighties, what exam telecha verket. Eleken, Ian Aretei, they bell me, no and done. And then the coach on the sneeze serious because of on the lach, the yellow tape medalite. Don't know, Robbie, when I meet him, he'll ask me something very serious, but will end up talking and solving and then end up laughing, Robbie. And he'd always say to me, Coachy, why when you shout at us, it's like you want to cry. On scan on Smudaiden Khandun, AJ's Ernstach, she's serious. Don't show us that now you're coming emotional. You want us to cry. Man, coach, be a man. Nipi, Alice van the best MLIT. Jaken, just altered in my heart. And Jaken, Inagateta, Jemen Nodag, J Pelmi, Inagateta, Jeval Prat, on Gesels, Marme Broer. For thy coaching job series, this is one of the best goalkeepers in South Africa, my bro. Work hard again, that is in you. But please, Monip, Jemunoni for cheat, my bro. That head between the cross and the skull bone, it's not my head. Robbie, that man is the naughtiest boy. He says the parish badge. That little head skull that's there, it's me because of what I used to tell them, what that badge means, how the badge reads the heart, how the badge relates to your aura. And Monip came to me and he confessed. He says, Coachy, how do you know about this badge? And that is how he understands that I know that badge. And Nippy, thank you for Alice, my brother, for the treble, for the double treble, and also for keeping Zotwa's promise that you made to her that night to say one day, you will be the best goalkeeper for Orlando Pirates and win trophies for Pirates. And that's exactly what you did for Sizo and Melaiti. That is why I love you. Thank you, Nipi.
Oh, thanks so much. Debza, I told you, Debza is a different level, man.
The next, that is the player's coach. That guy has Orlando. He made me fall in love with Orlando Pirates, the passion that he has. That Orlando Pirates runs through his blood. He is Orlando Pirates. He understands the culture, everything. And I love that man, Bra Rob. Oh. Because he's a player's coach. Debza. The player's coach.
Debza. You guys tore me up with the Pirates badge and the skull big thing. No.
He knows it, Bra Rob. He knows it.
not the word of a lie. He reminds me every time wherever I can be on the other side of the world and he's in Cape Town. Let your Marco sisters bring Kalala. And you know what? I always try and make an effort for him because what he did for us, Bra Rob. Being at Orlando Pirates is strenuous. It's stressful.
And he made it comfortable.
Oh, it's stressful.
I love you guys. Thank you so much for all those beautiful
things. Thanks, Mamze. Thanks, Gavin Hunt, Clayty. Thanks, Debza. Thanks, Coach Augusto. Thanks, Digger. Thanks, John Williams. Thanks, Manip Joseph. I don't know if he'll be back next week. I don't know what's going to happen next week. He might be back one day, someday. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.